Welcome back. It is time to talk about Ear Peeler Contest Champions number 2, right? We're getting ready for the second round, right?
Yeah, what he said.
And
oh, yeah.
And, of course, we've got the Ayatollah of Alcohola here, Ian Wadley, and Ken Mills, your play-by-play, your blow-by-blow.
Ooh.
Which
is
kind
of
hot, Seika. Anyway, so it's been an exciting day. Round one of the, what is it called? The Podcasters Championship or Tongue Wrestling?
Extravaganza, yeah.
Something like that. I forget what it's called. Yeah. But, boy, it's been exciting. A lot of, we're all winners here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All winners.
That's why we podcast, folks. Anyway,
right.
No, a bunch of podcasters all came together in the Ear Peeler Podcast Kings Round 1, and it was brutal. Some people chose not to even show up, not to participate, but some of their fans even, hey, it's a phone call, I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the one thing about having a landline is that you get a million calls a day from Rachel at Card Services.
Yeah. Well, you're a very popular man.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, but my mother does.
Oh, there you go. So anyhow, that's hot. So we had the Podcast Kings Round 1, and it was an exciting bunch of voting, and we can give you some results here, and then talk about who's going to go up against who next, and who's going to be disqualified. And seriously, there is nothing but love here amongst all the podcasters. The whole point of this is not to get us at each other, but to get you, the listeners, to check out some other shows, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's going to happen. I hope it happens.
It's already happened to me. I've listened to a couple shows I seriously have never checked out before. I said in our first episode in which we did this that I had never heard of the Dig Me Out podcast. I had never heard about the Iron City Rocks. I had never heard of the Dead Rockstars podcast. And Dead Rockstars is pretty funny. It's pretty good. So it's definitely had something to do with it. So
I've never heard of Kiss until this started. You know,
oh,
now I got to check out this band Kiss.
Oh my God, Kiss.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So anyway, here's the results of round one. Kiss FAQ went up against Matt Porter and his Kiss Room with the Kiss Room House Band. Not just every podcast has its own house band.
But they should.
They
but
should.
But only one does.
Only one does, and that is the Matt Porter.
Now this was kind of a tough one, but, you know, I had to side with the Matt Porter. You know, he's my buddy. But Kiss FAQ is a great podcast as well, and I think this is one of the many ones that really challenged the listeners. And boy, you know, there was a couple real tough ones, and then there was some like slam dunks. I knew what I was going to do. But I mean, I knew who I was going to do this, but they're both quality podcasts. And I was curious about this, especially because Matt Porter came out of the closet. And then after that, he came out and said he really didn't want to be part of this. He was scared there was going to be a negative impact of it. So I was curious to see how that would impact the listeners voting. You know, mm-hmm. Are they going to be turned off by that? Are they still going to vote their heart, even though they know he didn't want to be part of it? But I think this guy is just so damn loved. Not that FAQ isn't, because they definitely have their fans, and this was a close one. But I think that Matt Porter loved one out, and the band didn't hurt either. You know?
Right, and the wonderful Julian Gill voted for Matt Porter. So that just shows you the kind of love that we got going on here.
That's classy. That's that's above me.
So what
I
we're going
vote for
to
my show.
What was that?
I said I always vote for my show.
Well, there you go. And that's cool. But here's the thing. We want you to listen to both Kiss FAQ podcast and the Kiss Room. That's if you're going to be a Kiss fan, it's like essential, right?
Yeah, both quality shows there. There's no losers in that one, I gotta say.
But Matt Porter and the Mighty Kiss Room House Band pulled it out, and it was 67% for the Kiss Room versus 33% for the Kiss FAQ. So congratulations to both shows for just being in the competition, right? Because there were shows that begged to be in this.
That shows that were upset. And has Matt warmed up to the idea a little bit now?
I think if nothing else, he's trying to enjoy the chance at getting some people turned on to podcasting in general and his show. Oh. So, you know.
Well, he already turned me on, so mission accomplished.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh, that music kicked up. So then our second round, we had Kiss My Wax. Andrew Scambetti and Jason Herndon, very influential show, very niche and fantastic, up against the beloved Kistry Science Theater.
Well, here's another one with a lot of drama, because Kistry Science Theater is no longer an active podcast, but have a huge following, myself included. You know, I said they were the first that I heard, even though, I mean, I saw them on YouTube. The first like actual that I listened to as a podcast was Decibel Geek. But I wouldn't even have got that far if it wasn't for hearing them. And then I was just like this rabid Kistry Science Theater fan. But they even said, like, hey, give it to Kiss My Wax. You know, we don't want to be part of it. And that's a shame. But I get what Victor is doing, you know, because he wants to pay tribute to him. And the fans spoke up. And that's nothing against Kiss My Wax. You know, that's a cool show, too. But I think you're seeing here the legacy of what they started came through. Now, will it carry into the other rounds, knowing that they're actively kind of like boo-hooing this? I don't know. I don't know if that'll change.
The thing is that there's so much love for Kistry Science Theater and what they helped build. And when I say help build, they're very influential. They're influential to you and so many other people. And they also influenced all of us who came before them, because they're great guys. And as is Jason Herndon, and as is Andrew Scambetti. But I think this is almost like if you were to vote for your favorite wrestler, right?
Right.
Like, for example, Rowdy Roddy Piper not be wrestling for the last 6 years, but he's still going to get your vote as a favorite. They're fan favorites.
Of course.
And I wouldn't mind losing to any of the shows in this tournament. Would you, as Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, would you mind losing to anybody?
Oh yeah, there's a few that would really piss me off. But a very small amount, and it's for personal reasons. Well, some of them are just shitty shows. Let's call it spade a spade. But you know, no. But for the most part, I love all these shows, and there's something to be, you know, there's something of value in all of these, except for those assholes. And you know who you are. I ain't even got to say it. But
talking about losers here.
And like Victor said earlier today, I didn't get to watch all of his recap because I was still at work. But he said, like, nobody's going to stop listening to a show because they didn't move on to the next round. This is fun and another way to get exposure, a last hurrah for Ear Peeler. I hope maybe that even changes.
Yeah,
because
that
of all the
great
attention that's coming to Ear Peeler, I hope it's something maybe Victor can rethink, and if he's got the time and the desire and people sustain their interest in Ear Peeler, that this could save it. That's what I'd be almost most proud of, is hey, we helped save Ear Peeler.
Me too, because they share all of our shows. That's the thing about this, is that everybody that's in this competition, this is, if you're in this show, Victor thought enough of you to push you. And you may not even have been aware of what Ear Peeler was doing, but they've been sharing our show since its inception. And thank you, Victor. So let's look at the final score. It was 32% for Kiss My Wax up against the mighty Kistry Science Theater with 68%. So that just shows how loved they are, how big their shadow is, right? So that then brings us to the champion out of those two. You've got the Kiss Room now going up against Kistry Science Theater.
Ooh. See, I didn't even look to see, other than my bracket, because I'm a self-absorbed prick. Yeah. But, that's a tough one, because you've got a legend, you know, in History Science Theater up against the much beloved Matt Porter. And And then, not only that, you got two people who actively said they don't want to be part of it. Oh, my God. How am I going to sleep tonight?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'll pass out.
That's, you'll get drunk and pass out.
There you
waiting
go.
To
That's
vote.
A plan.
Waiting to vote. But seriously, it's going to be interesting because there's nothing but love between these guys. And you know, I love them both. But I think the Victor's kind of pitting all the Kiss podcasts against one another. That way, it's not like a Kiss sweep so easily because we could all conspire and bring chairs and tables and whack people in the head and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence on whether I like that idea or not. I mean, I accept it. I'm going with it. I mean, but there's definitely some matchups that I was kind of like, really?
Yeah.
And why? But you know what? It's Victor's bracket.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and hey, I'm just having fun. You know, everybody would have a different opinion on how they want it set up. I'm just happy to be part of it and happy to be going on to the next round.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit, spoiler alert.
Okay, up next, we've got Three Sides of the Coin versus the Podkist. And that worked out
God.
The Podkist won, and thank you to everyone who voted, and that includes Michael Brandvold, who took the time to vote for Podkist, and he sent me a private message saying that Podkist deserves it, and I thank him for being a nice guy, and I really think that the people that listen to him, I really think that that's a bit of a character that he's doing.
You know, that being said, now that this nice guy shit's out of the way, oh my God, this had me harder than a priest at a Chunk E. Cheese.
Oh my.
Oh my God. I love seeing this because I always hear all these things about how this Three Sides is the biggest Kiss podcast and nobody's even close to them. You know, and I was like, oh, really? Okay. And they got their asses handed to them. And. You know, they kind of played it off as, well, we don't care, you know, but come on. Come on. But this also shows, you know, how much you are loved. And I think how much they are hated as well as loved worked against them. I think you're going to see this a lot more as this goes on.
Well, you know,
it's
weird.
Some votes going towards people who are beloved. And then there's going to be people who hated, my show included, that have, you know, a lot of enemies, too. That's going to come into play in the voting.
Or enemas.
Yeah. You got to clean that shit every once in a while.
Seriously, if the Podkist handed their ass, it was three nice asses. And thank you, Three Sides of the Coin. And thank you for all the love that came the Podkist way. So.
Yeah. No, I saw that he wrote and he thanked you. And, you know, it kind of reminded me of Trump saying he meant to get a laugh at the UN meeting. Way to go, Ken. Way to go. That's all I'm going to say.
Well. I appreciate everybody that voted. And check out both shows, Podkist and Three Sides. In typical Kiss fashion, there's no PR that is bad PR, right?
Right. No such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly.
And again, none of these shows are going to go away because of the results of this. If anything, this is more a testament to the audience, to the listeners, to the fans, you know, going out there and showing how much they love these shows. It's really about them.
Right,
you know
exactly,
and how much they stand behind you and how much they care about you, you know, and that's, we should all be thankful that anybody listens to our shit, you know.
Exactly. So out of 330 votes, 84% of those went to Podkist, 16% to Three Sides of the Coin, and that is that round. And then in the next bracket, it was Pot of Thunder against Podcast Rock City. This one came down to the wire. Big time. Bracket number four, round one. It was insanely close, and it went back and forth and back and forth. It was kind of like your mom on quarter night. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your dad. Let's not be sexist. Yes. It was like your dad on quarter night.
So, everybody goes home broke.
There you go.
Mom and dad.
Hot. but it was – it. I'll tell you how close it was. With 355 votes – Pot of Thunder pulled it out at 51%. Podcast Rock City got 49. So that just shows you how important it is to have your voice be heard, for your click to matter. And seriously, that's the thing. You don't have to join anything. You just click on the pick of the show that you like. It can't be any easier. So if Pod of Thunder we wish them luck in the next round. They're going to need it because they're going up against Podkist. That's right. There's a lot of love on both sides of the table shower for both the Pod of Thunder and the Podkist, and there's going to be debilitating orgasms all the way around. Seriously, I love Pod of Thunder. It's one of my favorite shows, and I look forward to this. Even if they win, I'll be happy. So
that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
You know, I like both those shows. And even between Pod of Thunder and Podcast Rock City, it was so – I even ended up changing my vote. I originally felt bad for Pod of Thunder because they were getting their ass kicked, and I liked both shows, so I was kind of torn. But then when I saw it was close again, I was like, you know what? I got to be – I've listened to more Podcast Rock City shows. So, you know, and to make it even closer, I changed my vote to Podcast Rock City. So neither one of those shows have anything to be ashamed of. You know,
right.
They're both great shows, and all I can say is good luck, Pod of Thunder, because you're going up against Ken Mills, and good luck.
And good luck, Podkist, because I'm probably going to get my ass handed to me. But
yeah, you said that last time.
Yeah, well, whatever. I love those guys, and I love the guys over at Podcast Rock City. We want to urge you to listen to both Pod of Thunder and Podcast Rock City.
Yes.
To me, this shows how loved both of these shows are, because they're really sharing audiences. You know what I'm saying? So it is really going to be fantastic. So get out there and let your voice be heard. Voting begins at midnight. So this is going to be fun. Our next round is number 5, it's Rock and Metal Combat Podcast up against the Cassius Morris Show. And boy, you know, two shows that very influential in their own ways, completely different kinds of shows. Cassius is a different kind of thing every week, so he had that going against him. Whereas you guys, you're kind of the same thing in a way.
So we're a one-trick pony.
No, I don't mean it like that. But, like, you know what you're getting from Rock and Metal Combat Podcast, you know. It's similar to, like...
Quality.
You go. Quality and drunken brawl. It's always fantastic.
Right.
But you guys move on. And but it was... The good thing was is there's some love there all around.
I've known of Cassius ever since I got into this. I knew of him, and I thought how cool it was, you know, somebody as young as him doing it. And, I mean, the guy is like, what, is he 18, 19 now? He's already a fucking legend. He gets thrown out of shows I couldn't even get into.
That's right.
You know? And I had nothing but love and respect for Cassius, and I even talked to him while this was going on. And, boy, I tell you what, I was biting my nails on this because he's very established, well-loved guy in podcasting. So I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, really? You couldn't have gave us somebody else? I was really surprised that it was not much closer. But here's something I want to bring up. We, at the very end, we came in second. We did have the most votes overall for any matchup. Talking Metal, their matchup with who did they go talk? It was Talking Metal and The Hustle.
Yeah,
they end up with like 6 more votes than us for a total matchup. But here's the thing, Victor, let me know this. Over 4,000 people saw, you know, our posts about this matchup between mine and Cassius.
Mm-hmm.
Only 400 people voted combined. That's for both, you know, total voted for this.
That's sad.
So. You know, and he's saying that was kind of the consensus, that it was 10% of the people seeing these polls were voting. So even though we had more people voting in our particular matchup, it was still about the same ratio. So I've been stressing, like, you know, we have, you know, of course, we have a lot of people on the Facebook page, but you have the hardcores that are there every day. And that's a small percentage compared to who initially signs up to be on your show. But you really got to get the word out and let people know that it's easy to do. You know, like you put in one of your posts. You don't have to sign up for anything. You're not going to get fucking chain mail. All you got to do is, like, you know, tap on your phone or click on your computer. That's all they have
click
to do.
Click on the pick you like. It's that simple, people.
Yeah, it really is. But I want to get, you know, even our audience. I mean, our audience came out strong, but it's still a very small percentage of our audience.
Yeah.
And this thing is only going to get harder
as we
go on, because you're gonna go against another show that is much beloved. So if you don't have your full audience participating in this, it doesn't matter if you think you're a big show or a small show. You get your ass handed to you if somebody else is getting a higher percentage of their audience voting. So that's very important. And I have no problem asking listeners to vote. Because, like I say, this is just as much about them as it is us, if not more so about them. You know, like, hey, show, you know, you guys are the best audience. And I want to get more people voting in this stuff. I'm surprised in some of these that there wasn't more people voting overall. I mean, you know, again, it's not, nobody's winning money. You don't get a trophy. It is kind of a nice, fun thing to do. But let the audiences get active in it. And that's for the betterment of every show. The more you interact with your audience, that's the secret of our success, is our interaction with our listeners.
And if any
podcast learns something from that, it's that interact with the people who listen to your show, be it Facebook, Twitter, whatever you do. It only increases the loyalty to your show and helps them spread the word. You know, if they believe in you, they'll keep coming back. You know,
well, that just goes to show you that the conversation doesn't end when you hit publish or share.
It's just the beginning.
That's right. So how it broke down with 402 votes, it broke down to 29% for Cassius and 71% for Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. And it was interesting because, you know, it was, we all thought this was going to be easy, and then Cassius, like, woke up to it and started turning people onto it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, and it was all of a sudden, it got a little tense there.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a bad blowout for a while, and then he got active, and I could see, because we're friends on Medium.
Yeah.
We stayed friends throughout the whole thing. I saw he got active, and I was like, man, I better do this, you know. I was even thinking, like, you know what's going to happen? Like, the last day, like, 200 people are going to vote. You know, I wasn't taking anything for granted.
You can't.
You know?
You can't.
No.
In the Battle of the Titans, you can't.
I wanted to keep it, you know, friendly. I wanted everybody to be respectful of each other's podcasts. But, you know, hey, I want to win, too. you know? But Cash just motivated me, you know? So...
That's great.
Like I said, nothing but respect for him. He's a great guy.
Steel sharpens steel. Iron sharpens iron. That's what it's about here. So this is fantastic. So we're moving up to our next round, and it's Ages of Rock up against Classic Rock Drops and Ages of Rock 1.
Yeah, another close one, though. This wasn't a blowout.
Nope. Ages of Rock pulled it out with 66% of the vote, leaving Classic Rock Drops at 34% with 260 votes. So Bill and Alan and everybody over there, they're going to continue on. So it's going to be fantastic.
Yep, we're going to be meeting them next week. And pardon me for forgetting, but one of the members of Ages of Rock sent me a Facebook request yesterday, and I think that's great. You know, I think we should be cool and should be friends through this. And, you know, I'm not as familiar. I mean, I know of their podcast. I'm definitely going to listen to it this week. You know, so there, it's going to motivate me. You know, I want to know who I'm going up against. And, hey, I wish them nothing but the best of luck, man. You'll get no trash talk out of me for these guys, man. So
well,
best of luck to them.
These guys are great. I've been on their show. Love them. Alan Tate, Bill Algy, and Dennis Talbot. They're just three guys talking rock, and we love them and their Best Buy uniforms.
Ah, shit, there's three of them. That's 3-on-2.
Yeah,
that's
hot.
It's not fair. It's not fair already.
You know, I think I've seen that movie once. Anyway, but...
yeah, your mom was in it.
Oh, hot. And my dad. So, Ages of Rock podcast up against... The Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. It had to happen,
yeah.
Right? It's here we are.
And I am not taking it lightly, but I'll keep it clean.
There you go. Up next, Appetite for Distortion went up against Dave and Dave Unchained. And you would have thought that a Van Halen podcast would have romped and stomped.
Yeah, like, but I didn't see them promoting this shit at all. And for a while it was neck and neck, but then Guns N' Roses really took off. And I gotta say, I totally attribute this to them not slamming the Sammy Hagar era.
Well,
and
there
I think
you
that really hurt them
that,
in the
you
polls.
Think that hurt them?
You know, even though I gotta admit, I voted for him.
Dave said, "Don't tell me what love can do."
Is it too late to change my vote?
There you go.
But again, hey, I'm still going to listen to Dave and Dave when they talk about the Dave, mm-hmm. You know, and congratulations to the Guns N' Roses show. I would like to see a little bit more voting on that.
Yep.
But hey, you know, let everybody know if you've made it this far, kick it in the ass. Don't take this shit lightly.
That's right.
Again, this could do nothing but increase your listenership.
Right. And, you know, congratulations to both shows for being in there. But if you're not going to show up and support yourself, it really comes down to promotion, right?
If I had a show that talked positively about Sammy Hagar, I wouldn't want to show my head either. So
you know, there you go. That makes some sense. So out of 163 votes, 60% of the vote went to Appetite for Distortion. So there you go. Sorry, Dave and Dave, but...
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, man, is Dave there?
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, man, I gotta take a shit, man.
So, we wish Appetite for Distortion as they go on into the next round. And then we've got the CGCM podcast up against Growing Up Rock, and Growing Up Rock took it. Smoked them.
Yeah, this was a tough one, man. This the battle of the nice guys.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
Oh man, I got to tell you, I'm gonna be honest here. I voted for CGCM
mm-hmm.
only because I got drunk with them at Aaron Camaro's. Sonny Pooney, if you would have came there and got messed up with me, it could have went the other way. But those guys gave me some Canadian whiskey.
Well, there you go.
You know. Tugging at my heartstrings.
Yep. So with 317 votes, 43% went to CGCM, and Grown Up Rock walked away with 57%. And that one looked like it was going to go, could have went either way for a while, but there you go. Two sets of nice guys. Talking about Andrew Jacobs' wife.
A great matchup. That was a tough one for a lot of people, man. Both great shows. And anybody listening to this, if you're not familiar with either one, check them both out.
Exactly.
Great guys, great shows.
That's what this is all about, getting more ears on more shows. So there you go. So moving into the next round, it's Appetite for Distortion up against Growing Up Rock. So here we go.
I got that one set. I got to say, Hollywood Pooney, man. Don't count him out.
That's right. He's slick.
Yeah.
So we've got Division 9 Decibel Geek podcast up against the Dig Me Out podcast, which is not about impacted bowels.
Aw.
Darn, huh? But Decibel Geek took it. And what did you think of that contest?
This one, and no offense to the Dig Me Out show. Mm-hmm. No offense at all. Hey, there's a lot of shit I don't know. Probably a lot of people never heard of my fucking show. But to put Decibel Geek, you know...
Up against anyone.
Well, yeah. But I mean, especially, I don't know. Maybe I'm just out of the loop. Maybe that's a popular show. But I thought that was a real unfair matchup. That being said, nobody got more votes than Decibel Geek. They got the most... Not the most people participated, but they were the one podcast that got the single most votes. And my prediction right here, this is what I really think is going to happen. I think the finals are going to come down to Podkist and Decibel Geek. That I'm calling that right now.
Well,
and I put some money on that. But I thought this was a very unfair matchup, but. It is what it is, and that takes nothing away from Decibel Geek, man. Their fans showed up like a motherfucker.
That's the thing. It's about love. What do you love?
Yeah.
It's one click, show your love.
listening to Victor, he said Aaron took a pretty interesting aspect on promoting this, because he didn't just promote it on the Decibel Geek, you know, to their fans. He went into wrestling groups on Facebook that he was in. He went into Green Bay Packer Facebook fan pages that he was in. He really reached out into different areas. Now, that was something I thought of and I had done in the past with promoting the podcast. I've joined a bunch of, you know, if it was a Facebook group that was hard rock or metal related, I would join it and I would, you know, tag the show. But sometimes that can backfire because you get people who get mad because you're trying to promote anything or get anything.
Right.
There's certain people that get mad about that. Sometimes, and Facebook right now, with the way they are, you know, if you do too many posts too fast, the market is spamming. And when they do, they will remove every post that you put up.
Right,
Until it's deemed spam or not.
Right.
And sometimes they'll correct it right away. So that's something I want to warn all these other shows, because if you tag it in like 30 groups in 10 minutes, it could get flagged and then it gets taken off of everything. So everything that you did went for nothing.
Right.
So I would say if you want to try that aspect to promote your show and to get more votes, do it, but spread it out. That way it can happen. But, you know, like I said, you take a chance on people getting mad because you're promoting shit,
right,
and then you take a chance of it getting removed. So be careful.
But it worked
for them.
I actually did the thing where I went out and shook hands and kissed babies, or I kissed hands and shook babies. I can't remember which one it was. But that's how.
Well, it worked for you.
Yeah, there you go. So with 90% of that vote, out of 344 votes, Decibel Geek got it. They move on to the next round. And that brings us to MRS Cast versus Metal Geeks, and those are shows with our good friend, and it was interesting to see how that shook down, because it's the same host. This is similar to the same kind of situation with me, right?
Yeah.
But Kerry Gordon, he loves to talk about this stuff, and Victor asked him why he thinks one set of listeners went, and he said it's because they talk about metal and geekery, so that I pulled it out,
and that's why I voted for it, to be quite honest. That's the one I'm more familiar with, so I went with that one.
So we have bracket 37 with they move on to the next round, Metal Geeks up against Decibel Geeks, so that should be interesting.
I'll tell you, I feel bad for anybody that goes up against Decibel Geek or podcast. I'm going to say that right now. You guys, you really need to do your fucking work, man. You know, you really need to do it. And it gets tough here, too, because you start sharing fan bases.
Right.
And you're going to have people who are going to feel weird about, like, oh, I don't want to piss this person off. But please, you know, as a podcaster to the listeners, please don't worry about that stuff.
Right.
Okay? If anybody gets mad at you about that, that's some petty shit. And I wouldn't worry about it. And I think most podcasters, this is all fun.
Yep.
You know,
nothing but love.
Yeah, everybody wants to win, but it's fun. You know, there's no money on the line here. Nobody's going to quit their day job. But you're going to see some stuff like that. And what I'm afraid of is you'll see people who maybe won't vote at all because they're afraid of offending somebody. And I hope that doesn't happen. I hope people get out there and vote. Even if it's you flip a coin, you know, it's all fun. Just show support to these shows.
Up next in the round, we've got Rock Solid with Pat Francis up against Digital Killed the Radio Star with 332 votes. Rock Solid took it with 65% up against Digital's 35%. So that's that.
Arch enemy Pat Francis. But hey, congratulations. You made it to the next round. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Rock Solid moves on to the next round. And which brings us to Discography Discussions up against the Freeform Rock Podcast. What do you think about that one?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't listen to either one of these shows. I'm just not familiar. Well, Mark's I've heard a couple times. And Mark, he's a sweetheart of a guy. I goof on him. I'm hard on him. But he's a sweet guy. But he might be out of his league a little bit in this competition. That's just my opinion now.
But we send love out to you either way.
Yeah, and the other podcast, I'm sorry, I'm just unfamiliar. You might have a really good show, but I changed my vote on this one as well. I originally voted for the discography one, just because I'm like, I'm sure they got to be better than Mark's show. But then I was like, you know what, Mark's such a nice guy, I'm gonna give him a vote.
He's a real sweetheart.
Congratulations to both of them for even being on here. So, you know, hope they get some new listeners from this.
You made it to the big time. So, discography discussion took it with 63% to Freeform Rock Podcast 37%. So there you go. So that puts discography discussions up against Rock Solid in week 2 at number 38.
That's going to be a tough one. Rock Solid's got a fan, no matter what I think, they got a fan base. So that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. So up next we've got Hard Rocking Trivia Show up against Iron City Rocks, the Pittsburgh-based show, and sadly for Iron City Rocks, they went down to Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Ian, your thoughts on that?
Well, I kind of predicted that one. Hard Rocking Trivia Show, I just, you know, I know more of, you know, they promote on my page, on the Rock and Metal Combat page, so they're out there more. I wasn't familiar with Iron City, but I got to tell you, I'm not that familiar with the trivia show, but I just know it from seeing it. But this is something I want to throw out to any podcaster. If you want to join our page just to like tag your show, I'm not one of those guys who gets pissed. Any podcast, unless you're like a prick, you know, one of those prick shows, feel free to join our page and promote your show, because I'm all about all the, you know, I love podcasting, you know, and I love a lot of these shows. So anybody, feel free to, you know, sell your shit on my page.
But, you know, give a reach around, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it ain't going to hurt. That's right. Damn sure.
Support one another. That's one of the biggest problems with podcasting, seriously. We shoot ourselves in the foot by not promoting one another. And you can tell who promotes and who doesn't. You can tell.
Yeah.
And the love is there for it. And it actually, I'll be honest with you, this is the best advice I can give you to anybody podcasting, is that, seriously, early on, Gary Schaller had a discussion with me, and we said we got to share Cassius Morris's show. And at first I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. But the reality is like Gary said, hey, if you were as old as Cassius, you'd be doing his show. And I'm like, you're right. And so Gary like turned me on to that. And we have found that the more we share, the more that there is to share. You know what I'm saying? That it just gets bigger for everyone. And turn everybody on to everything. So just a word to the wise. But let's go back to this competition. Match 13, Hard Rocking Trivia, Iron City Rocks. Iron City Rocks with 45% could not stop Hard Rocking Trivia with 55. And that one kind of went back and forth a little bit, but only 94 votes. So the good thing for Iron City Rocks is that the Steelers look like they're good this year. So anyway, on to the next match. it's
doing better than my Raiders.
Yeah.
Good one.
Hey, the Browns are actually doing good. What? It's sign of
the
end
times.
Don't say
that. We're playing the Browns this week.
Sign of the end times. Yes. Maximum Threshold took it in Division 14 from Nothing Shocking Music podcast. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that means that Hard Rocking Trivia Show will face up against Maximum Threshold podcast. So there you go. Yes. Our next
one. And both of those two have to get out and promote more.
That's right, because they were kind of low ones. Then we've got number 15, Metal Wani, up against Dead Rock Stars. I actually listened to Dead Rock Stars. Sadly, they did not win, but I found a new show that I like. So see, this is how this can work.
Yeah, and this is one that changed overnight.
Yeah, literally.
Because Metal Wani got out there and promoted it, Dead Rock Stars didn't, and it's a damn shame because Dead Rock Stars is a newer show, and yes, it's done by some more established people. Like, you know, they're going to be fine whether they, you know, win or not. But here was a chance for them to really get some more exposure, and they didn't take a chance on it. Right. And Metal Wani, did, and it made all the difference.
Then up next we have in Division 16, Muses and Stuff and Tramps Like Us, probably the three best looking competitors
Oh yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't throw any of them out of bed for eating crackers. I'd
there you
that
go.
Much.
But our Fonzie won. Lee McCormick took it. Tramps Like Us beat out Muses and Stuff, and that's another one of those Clash of the Canadians.
The fourth stray cat, man. Yeah. Lee just drips cool.
He does.
I was next to him in the bathroom. I was like, hey, I got sandals on. Don't drip it on my foot. Get in the urinal.
You were actually happy, though. You felt baptized.
Yeah.
So that leaves Metalwani going up against Tramps Like Us. Metalwani, better bring your game, because Lee doesn't have to lift a finger on this one.
Well,
he's got so
I
much charm.
Have to lift a finger. As good looking as he is and cool as he is, not a lot of votes came out for that one. That was one of the lower rated ones, so he needs to promote it as well. This is, you know, a prime example. Look how, you know, the last couple ones we talked about changed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take anything for granted, you know, especially you newer shows, you know, or older shows that feel a little too comfortable.
That's right.
Get out there and promote.
So congratulations to all four of those shows in that division, and thank you for playing along, and it's good to be part of this. Number 17, it was Radioactive Metal up against the Mighty Pods and Sods, and that kind of was a pretty easy victory for Craig and Eric. That was kind of easy.
And that's another one where I changed my vote kind of at the last minute, and that was just due to seeing absolutely no promotion from Radioactive.
Yeah, it was
you know,
because
I
kind of
felt
it.
Bad because I, you know, you knew Pods and Sods had a big advantage there.
Right. You almost, you given it to Radioactive just because.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I did because I felt like, you know what, these guys, let's keep it interesting.
Yeah.
But then when I saw Radioactive did nothing, I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to give it to Pods and Sods, and if you're not going to fight for it, then I'm going to give it to Pods and Sods, so I changed it the last minute.
Pods and Sods deserves it any way you look at it, or as Gene Simmons would say, any way you slice it. So
that's right.
They move on to the next round. Then we've got Potter Than Hell up against Roach Coach. Boy, that was tough. Tough to see. What do you think of that round?
That's one where I got to say I cast my vote to Roach Coach simply because I liked seeing a podcast that was something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, you know, hey, I love Kiss too, even though I slag them. I love Kiss. But there's a gazillion Kiss podcasts.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you didn't notice?
No.
I think 10 of them are yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like seeing somebody bring something different to the table. So I posted for Roach Coach. Now, I didn't see a lot of social media presence on these two, but maybe it just wasn't in my news feed. But it was a close battle.
Yeah. Out of 371 votes, 51% of the vote went to Roach Coach. That's a really good turnout. Potter Than Hell, both of these guys wanted it. Very close race. It was hard to see that come to an end. It was sad to watch the time run out on that.
Yeah, who won that? Because that's when I was watching to the bitter end.
Oh, Roach Coach took it with 51%.
Roach Coach took it. Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Surprisingly, right at the very end.
And no disrespect to Potter Than Hell.
No, as a matter of fact, we congratulate them both on a hard-fought contest. But now we have Pods and Sods. And that's my dryer going off. No one won a hockey, but that's the dryer going off. Pods and Sods move up to Division 41 up against Roach Coach.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Roach Coach. Keep fucking hitting the pavement, man, and getting those listeners, because you got your work ahead of you with Pods and Sods.
They got a lot of love. Pods and Sods got a lot of love.
Yeah,
so
but listeners, hey, nothing's a fucking gimme here.
Nothing is a gimme. That's
right.
Up next, we got Talking Metal up against The Hustle. And John also has that kind of a problem where his show is vastly different, yet the same every week. But if you're listening to it just to hear the personality, you don't know who you're going to get, you know, until the next one drops, right? But Talking Metal is fairly consistent in their game, so they won, and they have an audience.
This is one that changed, though. Now,
exactly.
This is one I don't like either one of these guys, personally. Nothing about their shows. I don't like either one of them personally because they talk shit about me. But I would vote to see who was winning. And The Hustle was kicking Talking Metal's ass in the beginning.
Yeah, and then it
and
slipped.
I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, I bet you Striegel don't care. He's not even promoting it.
And then all of a sudden, boom.
I think it lit a fire under his ass mm-hmm. when he probably saw that turnout. So he must have went out there and promoted the shit out of it.
Yeah, you could see when it was like a switch was flipped.
Oh, yeah. But the hustle, yeah, the hustle was definitely kicking his ass. And at the end, I didn't vote for either one. But congratulations to the winner, Mark Striegel, you prick. But, hey, this just shows you, again, you know, Talking Metal's been around forever, but the hustle was kicking their ass.
And that says something right there in itself. Yeah. Much love to everybody on both of the shows. I voted for the hustle myself. I think it's a very unique individual show. Plus, John Lamro is the tallest man in podcasting. So there you go.
And he voted for us, the prick.
There you go. Yeah, see, he loves you. There you go.
I felt like Goodfellas. He's like, you want to hear the funny thing? This prick asked me to christen his kid last week.
So we all look out, you know. So Talking Metal moves into number 42, and they're going to have to go up against the Metal Voice. The great metal debate lost out to the Metal Voice. So there you go.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with either one of those shows, right. but
Metal Voice screamed a little louder, I guess. So good luck going up against an established podcast that's got a really big audience. But you can do it. You just have to want it more, and your listeners have to want it more. Then we've got two shows in 21. This one was a heartbreaker for me because I love both of these people, seriously. Rock and or Roll Podcast with Brian Cramp, BJ Cramp, and Rock Strikes 10 with Joey and Nola. And it was sad, but Brian basically didn't want to go up against another podcaster, and Joey... I kind of think he saw the value in this, but it just came down to a preference for people. Yeah. And
this is another one. I think be interesting to see what happens next week. You know, of course, I love me some fucking BJ. What band doesn't? Mm-hmm. You know, for $10. But he's acting like he doesn't want to be part of this. And I know BJ has a hard time when we do the donations, asking for donations, but. You know, don't be ashamed. You know, if people listen to your show, they like it, let them know. Let them be part. That's my opinion, of course. But, you know, I would love to see them more on board with this because I love BJ. I'm not as familiar. I mean, I know the other podcast by name, but, you know, I consider BJ a friend. And I hope something comes out of this that kind of kicks them in the ass to realize... Don't be ashamed, you know, just tell your listeners, hey, please, you know, you like my show. A lot of people enjoy that show. You should have no problem. But again, sometimes you got to show a little leg, you know, if you want to get it. You
know, to me, it's about raising awareness. Like I've already said that to both, you know, Pot of Thunder on both their page and on the podcast Facebook page. I've said, you know, bring it on. Let's go. Let's do this. And if I lose to you. Congratulations, but if I win, congratulations. You know what I mean? We're going to have fun one way or another. Actually, Nick from Pot of Thunder and myself, we've always joked that we should make negative campaign ads about one another, like the people over at Pot of Thunder are, you know, there's the second dryer bell. And but we didn't have any made up, but who knows, there might be some interesting memes come out of it, so that should be fun.
I think that's a great idea because it's fun.
Exactly. You're joking around. So Rock and or Roll Podcast goes up against Shockwaves Hard Radio Podcast, which they defeated Sit and Spin with Joe Royland. And that one made me sad. Nothing against Shockwaves, but because Joe Royland is probably the sweetest guy I've ever met in my entire life. Straight up.
And I voted for Joe, you know.
Me too.
It's a shame, but, you know, neither one of these podcasts have anything to feel bad about. You know. Good shows, and best of luck to both of them.
If someone voted for you, they were loving on you. So our next division is Focus on Metal. They took it from Spectre Sound Studios, and then the Great Albums Podcast took it from Drunken Lullabies. I know that you like Drunken Lullabies.
I was sad to see that go, man. Dustin's a great guy. Again, I didn't see a lot of social media presence. But he's a great guy, and hey, I still support him, you know, and all the podcasts. So
I'm glad to see the great album podcasts move on. They seem to want it a bit more, and that means that Focus on Metal will be going up against the great albums podcast. So there you go. And
again, both of those guys, if you want to go farther, get more presence out there.
I'm not editing this show. Just
that's fine.
People are like, Ken never coughs on a podcast. Well, that's due to editings.
Yeah.
So there you go. Up next, we've got the Classic Metal Show up against Eddie Trunk. And
now, this one kind of surprised me, and in a way didn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Metal Show has a very strong following. Eddie Trunk is a legend, but he also has a lot of haters. You know, I know there's some Kiss fans that don't like him because he doesn't support the current incarnation of Kiss. And some people, you know, don't like the name dropping and stuff like that. But again, he did zero to promote this because, you know, he gets paid to do his shit. I mean, and what really saddened me, I've been an Eddie Trunk listener for years. I used to listen to his radio show live. I mean, when I'd call in, they knew it was me just by my voice. It's like, hey, Ian. I mean, that seriously.
Well, not only that, you're on the... What is it? The, you know, when you get a... You're supposed to keep a distance. What is it?
Right, restraining order.
Yes, there you go. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. But he did zero to promote it. But I've kind of got turned off to his podcast because when it first started out, it was a true podcast. But what Eddie's kind of gone down to now is he just takes snippets of interviews that he does for his radio show and puts that out as a podcast.
It's kind of lazy.
Yeah, it's nothing that he puts extra effort into. He just, you know, says, take this interview, somebody else edits it, does all that, and then you got him trying to sell you fucking razors and the garden weasel and all this shit for half the fucking show. So I can kind of see where Classic Metal will get that, plus they do have a good following. So that one surprises me, yet doesn't surprise me.
Well, the Classic Metal show simply wanted it.
Yeah.
And Eddie did not. So
That
moves us. They'll be facing the Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, and who went up against the official Danko Jones podcast. And Mitch kind of woke up to it and got into the game. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah. He got very involved. And Mitch is another one. I don't know Mitch personally. I just know some behind-the-scenes shit that kind of soured me to him. I've heard his show a little bit. I'm not really a fan of it. It's just not my thing. Sometimes, you know, I'm sure there's people who just don't like my show. Not personally because of me, but it's just not their bag. Mitch isn't my bag. But I give him credit for getting out there and wanting it. He participated in it. He put the word out there, and he got it very easy. Now, Danko Jones, I know of the band. I don't listen to him, and I saw zero promotion, so that didn't surprise me.
So we've got the Classic Metal Show going up against Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon.
That's going to be a good one. Going to be a good one.
Because both of those shows are awake and want it. Yep. So then we've got number 27 and 28, Talk is Jericho up against the Justice Show. Jericho seemingly did nothing to it, but the guy's a media star. It's as simple as that. So
yeah,
that'll be interesting.
That was the power of celebrity there. Yeah. And you know, for those of you who aren't into the metal scene or hardcore, Jamie Josta and Heartbreed kind of divides a lot of fans. He has a lot of people who love what he does. There's a lot of people who hate it.
Yeah.
And Chris Jericho just has not only the rock people, but the
wrestling,
you know, the wrestling people.
It's and
he
the rock and wrestling.
He puts out two podcasts a week, and he is involved in his show. I'll give it that. Now, again, it's another podcast that is money motivated, and you know, half of its commercials, and I find it very softball questions. If you ever want to hear a really great Chris Jericho, listen to him on History Science Theater. The best I ever heard Jericho. He was buzzed, and he just sounded like one of us. By far, it blows away his podcast. Now, if his podcast was more like that, I'd listen every week.
Yeah, he's also been on Pod of Thunder, so he loves podcasting. He supports
it. Oh, he was on Pod of Thunder?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that
one. Done a bunch of them, so
check
it out.
Oh, I have to check that out.
Yeah, he's funny on that, too. And so Talk is Jericho is going to go up against Talk to Me.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, Talk Toomey wanted it. Jason Toomey wanted it, and he went up against the X-Men with Doc Coyle, and he took it. So it's going to be Talk is Jericho up against Talk Toomey. So it's the battle of the Talk. One.
That's a tough one. Jericho is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, but I think Toomey has the better podcast. So I'm on Team Toomey.
Okay. Up next is Cobra and Fire with Jerk Socks and Coney Wipes up against the Right to Rock, and they took it quite easily. And yes, the Rock
congratulations
and Roll
to Baco and Loose Cannon.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations. They move on to the next round up against the Rock and Roll Geek Show. One of the originators, Michael Butler, who went up against himself with the Mad at Dad Show. And he does not seem interested in all in any of this. He thinks promoting podcasting is silly in the first place. Yeah. So
what really put me off about this guy, I mean, a lot of podcasters, if you listen to any of our shows, you know about the drama he caused last year at the Expo. And he came back again this year. And, you know, I didn't talk to him. I had no interaction. He saw Ralph and ran the other way. But he talked shit about me on his show from the Expo. And, you know, he talks about, like, he goes, oh, I couldn't ask fans to vote for me. That's cheesy. But yet the guy had no problem asking people for $100 just to go to dinner with him to raise money. So it's like, really? You'll ask $100 for that, but you don't want to be bothered to ask your fans to vote. This guy is a miserable son of a bitch. His show's terrible. Cobras and Fire podcasts are going to mop the floor with him. He knows it. He already conceded and said they were going to win it. Cobras and Fire all the way.
That's not exactly my thing, but
it's very important to say everything that comes out of my mouth does not represent Ken Mills or Victor Ruiz or Ear Peeler Esquire Incorporated.
Yeah, thank you for that disclaimer. But Michael, I love you. I wish you'd get in and play, because I think you're a great force, a great creative force in podcasting.
I think you suck shit.
Well, hot. Yeah. So there you go. It's Cobras and Fires up against the Rock and Roll Geek Show. So there you go. That leaves us with the last set of contests. It was the Metal Moment podcast up against Cheap Talk, which is a show about Cheap Trick. And we were the second, I think, biggest winner there.
Awesome. I voted for you guys. You did amazing. I love the show. I want more episodes.
Oh, it's going to happen. And Cheap Talk took it with 88%. So there you go. Then we've got Zilch, a podcast full of monkeys, up against Pop, a show about anything in the fun size game show. And sadly, Pop got the kibosh put on it. But it's a newer show. It's only it's a baby comparatively.
I love all your shows. But I thought Pop was really neat, man. I love the dynamic between you and Courtney and Christine. And I think you got something really cool here. And it's different because it's not band-specific,
right?
You know, which I think we have far too many band-specific shows. I think it's so nice to see you could go anywhere with Pop, and you have.
Yep.
And I love that about that show, and I love the chemistry on the show. And that's taking nothing away from Zilch. That's awesome. I think it's great to have a Monkeys podcast. But that being said, I really wanted to see more people turn out for Pop. But I'm still going to listen to both, and congratulations.
Well, the beautiful thing about that contest is it's seriously, a lot of people from both shows listen to either one. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Pop listeners that listen to Zilch and back and forth. So,
and you've been beating yourself for 40 years. Why stop now? You
exactly.
Know?
It's just no longer in the bedroom. It's for everyone to listen to. So Cheap Talk now moves into the next round up against Zilch, a podcast full of monkeys. Voting begins tonight at midnight.
Is that midnight our time?
I think it's midnight. I think on the East Coast time, midnight East Coast time.
Oh, shit.
So get out there and vote. So, again, we wish everyone great luck moving on to the next round, round two here. There are... Ian, you talk while I count.
All right, yes. Congratulations to everybody who moved on. Also, thank you to everybody who didn't. You all still have great shows and hopefully a great future ahead of you. And no matter what you tried to do, Andrew Jacobs, I'm still in it, bitch. For Ken Mills, this is Ian Wadley saying good night.
Well, wait, I'm not done. There's 32 oh, okay. shows. 32 shows that'll need your vote. 32 shows that'll need your love. 64 shows altogether that you can listen to and find out. We'd like to thank Victor Ruiz.
Yes, for, thank you, Victor, so
for
much.
For promoting us throughout these years, seriously.
Yes, and, keep Ear Peeler alive, damn it. Let's do this.
So, there you go. The Contest of Podcast Champions week two is coming up. Week three will start on September 30th, and round four will be October 4th. Round fifth will be November the 8th, and round six, the final. Boom, the winner. The sinners yeah. that are going to be the winners will be in Division 63. So there we are, folks. That's what we got coming ahead.
And to everybody who hates me, don't worry. These episodes are going to get shorter and shorter. There'll be less people to talk about.
That's right. So if you were to pick who's going to take it, if you could pick four people out of all of this, who's going to take it?
Well, I mean, four is I mean, no sense of four. I think it's going to come down between Decibel Geek and Podcast.
Oh, okay, how about this? If it comes down to four shows in the week five, who do you think those four shows are going to be?
Let's see. I think Mitch LaFon might be there just because he's got name recognition.
He's crafty and Canadian.
Yeah. I don't know.
Decibel Geek?
Oh, yeah. Well, I already said you Decibel Geek and Podcast are a lock. That I think that's going to be the final two. I think Mitch LaFon could be there. As far as everybody else, it's really up in the air. I know a lot of people have said stuff about, you know, Rock and Metal Combat being there. I don't know. We are a niche show, and
guys have rabid fans. Like, you know, even looking at it like as the Monkees, right?
Yeah, we have rabid fans, but you know what? We've kicked more people off our Facebook group than some podcasts had votes.
There, yeah.
So, you know, we got our haters too. I mean, even seriously, Andrew Jacobs has a smear campaign against us. You know, I don't think there's any other podcast out there that has a campaign against them. So.
Right.
So who knows, you know, but the good thing is there's a lot of quality shows. So whoever wins it, more power to them. I'm excited to see what's coming up because it is going to get harder and harder. You haven't seen anything yet. This was just week one. I mean, this is going to get really dirty in the best sense of the word, you know, and I hope there's no drama over there. I hope everybody just laughs, enjoys, has a good time because that's what it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you for listening to this episode. Get out there and vote. Voting begins at midnight tonight, and we will see you all on the next episode of whatever we're calling this thing. The
yes.
Ear Peeler Contest of Podcast Championship, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, the only recap show not to feature Victor Ruiz.
That's right.
And also check out Victor's recaps. He's been doing them every day and doing a great job. I've really been enjoying watching them, and you should all watch them too. Support Victor Ruiz and support Ear Peeler and Mars Attacks.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time, Ian.
Nice.
All right.
Good night,
this has not been a division of CBS Sports.